Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and some fella that I had a one-night stand with about 10 years ago, right? And then he ended up just sticking around like a bad smell, got married, had kids, and then we do this? Mental!
Not the worst introduction I've ever had in my life. Genuinely not the worst introduction I've ever had. I've had some intros in stand-up that have been worse than that.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, very, very good. Mm. Very good, very true. Although it is you who stuck around like a bad smell. As we've already talked about, you did move into my bungalow, hashtag one story glory,
while I wasn't there. Even there.
That's yes.
Fair enough. Had nowhere else to go.
Leech.
Was living
leech.
With me mum.
Leech is
in
what
the
I
flat.
Would call you. Leech. Parasite is what I would call you. So there we go. So hi.
Hi.
This is Parasite.
Lovely
How
to
are
be
you?
Here.
It's really episode. Good. Do you know what episode it is?
What episode?
180.
I did know that because you just told us.
How exciting. 180.
I know, is it?
He's still here. Blethering, talking shit. You're still listening. Hello and thank you. And if you just started listening, welcome. You've got a hell of a back catalogue to listen up on.
There's some people who start listening who've been messaging in.
Yeah.
Like, eager in that.
Yeah.
Because they're just new and thinking,
great.
Right, okay,
welcome to the fold.
Tell you all my stories and it's brilliant.
Fantastic.
And they're going backwards, Chris.
Yeah.
So they've started listening and they're going backwards, which I don't get.
Yeah, I couldn't
But that's
do
fine.
That. Yeah. But then again, I suppose, because if you listen to one now and then you go right to the first one, it's a totally fucking different podcast. I imagine it sounds completely different. I imagine our voices sound different.
Do you
imagine.
Think?
Yeah.
I think we're a bit happier.
A lot's fucking happened.
I know.
Yeah, there is definitely an overwhelming sense of dread in every single moment of everyday life now. But hey, that's what we're here to take your minds off.
But in our defense, we did have about a year and a half of a global pandemic.
Yeah.
Which...
I imagine I'm never going to listen to them. I imagine them ones are... I imagine they're quite hard listening.
I imagine then. They're a bit manic.
Yeah.
I felt a bit manic at that time.
The breakdown years.
Everyone was having a breakdown.
Saved by the booze. So yeah, hello, it is episode 180. Thank you very much for coming and joining. And you know what I'm going to say? I haven't said it for a while. Please like, rate and subscribe. Do all that. Mm. Make sure you subscribe on your little podcast apps. And then every Friday when it comes in, bump, you'll get a little message.
There it is.
And it'll be there. And give you little reviews as long as they're 5 stars. Don't want your 4s, 3s, 2s or 1s. Go fuck yourself. And thank you. And I say a like, but you can't like on podcasts. I think that's a YouTube thing. But anyway, look,
no
it's
idea.
All good. It's all good. Now, before we go any further, it is obviously time to pay those bills. It is time for this week's lucrative
I can't
sponsor.
Believe you're still doing this.
Yes, we are. Calf's
yes, me with my actual really good features like Rosie's Mysteries and that I could
have done for ages.
Because I had to stop playing the music and it's really upset us.
Right.
And I listened, but I listened to a podcast the other day that played some music and I was like, how the fuck, you get away with that?
Because they're not cheap.
What
they're
do you
not
mean?
Cheap. Well, us and the people who make it, we kind of almost refuse to pay. It feels ridiculous that you've got it. It's quite a lot of money, but
how
I think
much
some,
is it?
I don't know, but so it's the same as when you go and see when you go and see stand up or something, or when you go and see a live show, and they've got like fuck loads of production, and you go, oh wow, that's amazing, and then you go to do your show, and you go, I want loads of production, and then they go, this is how much production is, and you go, a microphone and a spotlight, a chair with a glass of water.
Yeah,
on
okay,
it,
fair enough.
It's like Lady Gaga used to fucking lose money on her tours because they were that incredible.
Well, do you remember when we did? I don't know whether we should say this, but when we did. The tour, and there's a bloke who owns the company of the big production of the arenas. I was like, who's this man and why is he getting paid loads of money?
Because an arena is an empty box.
Yeah.
It's an empty box and you've got to do a whole team. You've got to put that
stuff in. Well, I didn't know that. All right.
Yes, Rosie, it looks bad on the spreadsheet, but as I've told you, that money's divided across all of the fantastic workers who do it. He doesn't just get it in his pocket and fucking go home.
It was just his name in the final sum. And I was like, who's he? And why is he getting paid all that money?
Rosie's trying to marry him. Rosie was trying to marry him, getting his number and that. Because she's a parasite, as we've already been
do
over.
Do you know what it is?
Sick of you.
Parasite
Listen,
yourself.
It's time for this. Speaking of parasites, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is blokes who just stand places with their hands down their pants.
Oh, rotten.
Fucking stop it.
Or walking.
Guys, I've seen it sat down. I've seen it in pubs. I've seen a man yesterday. We both saw the man yesterday.
That was walking along the street.
No, no, he was standing outside of a pub in South Shields on the phone, wasn't he? And he had one hand on the phone to his ear and one hand just down his pants.
Oh,
as we drove
hang
past.
On then, there may have been two people.
Yeah, I saw a couple this weekend, that's why it's the sponsor.
Oh, right, okay. So, yeah, sorry then. On a separate hands occasion, there was a bloke just walking down the streets with his hands and on his gonads.
And do you know what they tend to do, right? They put their hands down and you, for a moment you think, he might have his hands on top of his boxer shorts there. But the boxer shorts are almost up a bit higher. So it is as if I'm going to go, no. There is flesh on cock here.
But why though?
Don't know. It's a thing. I've seen loads of blokes do it.
It's a comfort thing, like when adults still suck their thumbs.
Well, I hope he doesn't suck his thumb after he hasn't used a bit of hand sanitizer. I washed his hands. But honestly, blokes who just stand with their hands down their pants, stop it. I'm serious. It's fucking horrible.
We spoke about it when it's at the back behind as well. So I've seen that a few times.
Oh, they're doing it, but I'm talking about the ones.
Scratch the actual arsehole.
This isn't scratching. This isn't. Guys, you know you've seen it. Look out for it. It's not scratching. It's just
cupping.
It's in there. The hand's just in there. I don't know if it's quite a macho thing. I don't know if they do it to look macho. I don't know. It's definitely a certain kind of bloke who does it, if you
absolutely
get what I'm saying here. But
I put it up
man
there with spitting.
Right, with spitting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean unnecessary spitting?
Unnecessary. Like, yeah. Okay, fair enough. If you've
get
got something
in
your
throat. Get a fly in the mouth. Get a fly or a hair in the mouth.
Have
rid
a spit. Fair enough. Yeah, yeah. But unnecessary spitting where it's just manky.
Yeah.
Like, stop it.
Stop it. Just piles of spit on the floor.
Oh, God.
Oh,
on the metro. Remember that?
Spitting on the metro.
I haven't been on the metro for years, but when people used to just spit on the metro. And I remember even being 11 being like, that's vile. Like, rotten.
Spitting anywhere indoors is pretty bad. Spitting outdoors is bad. Spitting indoors is bad. Oh, spitting indoors.
Well, you just want to think. You just think, what's your house look like?
I mean, I don't think they spit in their own houses. I think it's more. I think it's more of a disdain for where they are and the kind of.
Possibly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, don't tell me what to do. I'll spit. I doubt they go in the house and spit all over the floor.
You never know.
Well.
Anyway. Enough of this chat of
spitting. What? I spit in my own house? This isn't your house, you fucking dick. Well, here's a photo of my house. Look at that. Looks like a fucking ice rink. Looks like
like
the end of a Magaluf foam party.
Oh, spit's the one that I get funny with. Anything
yeah,
else?
Sorry. Oh, I tried to explain to Robin what a foam party was the other day, and I couldn't do it.
What do you mean?
So
oh,
I was in the
love
bath
a foam
and
party.
Well, I put loads and loads of bubbles in the bath and we do that thing where we like get massive handfuls of the suds and you just go and blow them into the air.
Yeah.
And I was like, Robin, do you know there's nightclubs where the foam comes out the ceiling, it's called a foam party. So three things I did wrong. I assumed he knew what a nightclub was.
Yeah, why would
he
know?
Just went, what's that? Is it a place where it's always night? I went, right. So that was a fucking nightmare. I didn't know what to do with that. I couldn't explain to him how they make it so quick and that there wasn't water there. Because I said, no, it's just the foam, there's no water. And he was like, well, how? And I was like, well, it's like a machine. Oh,
I have no idea.
It was
either.
Just a nightmare, yeah. And I couldn't explain to him that it was actually. Then I sort of had to then go, actually, it's quite scary. Like,
yeah, and you slip and you fall over and walk around and you get plasters all over you.
Yeah, no, like everything. So
vile.
When I used to work in Ibiza, we went at the foam party quite a lot. And then I think, was it S Paradise and El Divino were the two in the middle? I think, no. Where? Fucking hell.
I've never been clubbing in Ibiza.
I think it was S Paradise or something. El Divino's in Ibiza town. I think. Fuck knows. Anyway, look, I apologise if I'm getting it wrong to all the Ibiza fucking mental dance heads out there, 90s and all that. One of them in San Antonio, in the bay, in the town, San Antonio town, it used to have a water party. Mm-hmm. And the other one had a foam party. Now, the water party was like they just turned the sprinklers on. It was just fucking soaking. But at the end of the night, I'm sure I've told you this before, there was literally like a pool. It was like about 2 foot deep of water. And in a certain corner, all of the tab ends and all of the shit used to come like a fucking swamp.
Horrible.
But foam parties, the idea of a foam party is genuinely terrifying. I must have told you how I jumped up and down and I burnt my nipples off.
Yes, you've mentioned that before.
Yeah, thought I had. But it's just a thing where you go, foam, oh yeah. Oh, I'm not getting much foam. I'll go to the middle. Excuse me. Oh my God, get us the fuck out.
I can't breathe.
Terrifying.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Terrifying.
Are they still allowed? Because I feel like health and safety
I feel like COVID,
allow them now.
I feel like COVID probably killed foam parties.
Do you think?
Yeah. And you know what? I'm sorry to all the foam parties. I'm sorry if you made money off foam parties out there, but you know what? They were hazardous. They were hazardous.
I mean, I did used to get right in it.
It was like fucking getting waterboarded to dance music.
Uh-huh.
It was mental.
That's why I never went to Ibiza, you know, like clubbing or anything.
What?
Hate the music.
Right, yeah.
It's
not your thing, is it?
No. Personally, no. I like it. I like a good disco.
Yeah.
Like, I just like, You know, like...
It'd literally be... I think if you went to Ibiza for 2 weeks or whatever when you're younger, there would be one, like, Flares kind of place that I'd you just went to all time on your own. Yeah, yeah, that'll be it.
Enough is enough is enough. Indeed. I'd rather dance to that than... And you know what else I hate on holiday?
What?
In bars and that? What? Muzak.
Oh, like cold music.
God.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't know what
Where's
that was.
Where's the words?
Like, so there's people here.
Where's
there's
the
people
words?
Listening who won't know what Muzak is, but it's basically just background noise, isn't it? It's background noise music. It's like hold music on a phone.
It's horrible. Yeah. Horrible. But then people like are like moving to it and like getting a groove, and I'm like, how are you enjoying this? It's just noise and it's irritating, and I just want to sing along to a song that I know.
Listen.
So, no, it's like going to a concert and they do the new fucking songs.
Yes,
and you're
yes,
like,
yes.
Didn't pay money for this.
Nah.
I paid money for the single you brought out 25 years ago, and if you don't play it, I'm going to leave.
And you're really looking forward to Backstreet Boys, aren't you?
I'm actually dreading it, because if they've got new material that's going to take up the night, I'll be seething. I'm not even joking.
And here's a new one, guys, just for you. Boo! Boo!
No!
Boo!
Play the old ones!
Play Backstreet's back again!
I mean, have I told you what my mum keeps... Oh, Jesus. Oh,
she because keeps calling them Westlife,
she's like,
she?
Really, can't wait for Westlife. Mum! It's the Backstreet Boys. You're so not on brand. Although I would love to see Westlife, actually. They were... I think they did
They've
the...
They've just done Wembley
I think
or
they
something.
Just did Wembley.
Yeah.
Mate, why I?
Banging.
Oh.
Banging.
I'll forever live that life.
Yeah.
I'm not moving out the 90s, me. I'm there forever. Yeah, I don't care. Although... I do find it quite offensive. I've been spending a lot of time on TikTok at the minute.
Offensive?
I'll tell you why. They've started doing these trends where they play old music and all of the new, like, so they were born in, like, it's disgusting to look at, and they're, like, born in 19, like...
99.
99 and that, and you're like...
Even later than that, man.
Later than that. One of them was, like, 2000 and something. Like, yeah. And I was like, Jesus Christ, so...
18-year-olds like, were born in like 2004, I think.
There you
if
go.
18 now, you're born
right.
in 2004.
Well, there you go. And that's when they're born. And they're playing music like the Backstreet Boys and like Anastasia and stuff like that. And they have no idea what it is. And I'm like, I know 60s songs and 70s and 80s and 90s music.
Yeah.
Even though I was born in 86. How rude. Have a bit of respect.
Respect! Have you took that to heart? Do you not think it's just because the songs you're talking about, like Anastasia, as good as they were at the time, they're not going to live through like what the Beatles did. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, excuse me.
All right, well, okay.
You're joking. Is...
Oh, have I triggered you?
Anastasia.
What did she sing again?
Yeah.
Was she the one with the glasses?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And baby, come on. Don't blame that love you. Never let me fail.
She genuinely sounds like she's eating a Yorkshire pudding.
You ain't nothing real.
Great.
Come on, be a man.
Oh, God, all right. Stop it, man. Stop.
I'm in a
stop.
Nice mood and I like to sing
right,
when
yeah,
I'm
well,
in a good
mood. Don't bring everyone else's mood down with your silly bloody singing.
Honestly, I don't give a shit.
Pack it in.
If you are upset by somebody doing an Anastasia impression.
I am actually, I'm fully triggered by people doing Anastasia impressions, and I can't believe you've actually done this and brought this up.
So glad I've triggered you.
Honestly, unbelievable.
Here's the jingle.
Nah, go on, hear your jingle. You're more bloody singing. Christ.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid. We're still in the summer holidays.
Oh, God. Yeah. How long are the fucking summer holidays? I do not remember them being this long when I was a kid. This is crazy.
I do. I got very bored.
Oh,
I got very, God. Like, what's the word? Openly bored by the end. I remember my mum being like, I can't wait till you go back to school.
Your mum said this morning, when we said how long the summer holidays were and how it's basically just dragging out, she was like, I was miserable the whole summer holidays. I was miserable. There's no way for you to go.
My mum does no sugarcoating of the fact that we made her miserable.
But again, we're lucky as well because, like I said last week, I think we do the podcast with so much love to people who've got 9-to-5 jobs and they've got kids.
Are you actually kidding me?
Oh, no, that's it. You'd rather go to a 9-to-5 job.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I just meant it must be hard to sort childcare.
I don't know how people sort out childcare during the summer holidays. Big up to everyone full time. We've taken a bit of time off.
Because
we were manic. We've been manic for like 2 years. And I was like, we need the summer holidays because the kids are off. So we've decided to take it off. Oh, gee.
Big mistake.
Rookie mistake.
Huge mistake.
I'm genuinely jealous of people who've got full-time jobs right now.
Totally.
So they can just go to work. And it's just, oh, but you shouldn't have had kids. Oh, fuck off. Anyway, here we are. So I've been spending a lot of time with the kids, which in 5 years' time, we'll go, wasn't that summer lovely? But in the middle of it, it's a bit irritating. Something happened the other day that I need to tell you about.
What happened?
I don't know how I've never noticed this sooner or talked about it sooner, but we went. I took Rafe to Tumble Tots in South Shields, yes. Which I used to take Robin to all the time. It's the gymnastics centre in South Shields, big up, and you just let your toddlers just run around. It's dead safe.
It's because it's got that squishy floor that the gymnasts use.
And they've got loads of toys in that, and they just go on mental, and they go on the trampolines. It's absolutely class.
It's a safe space for toddlers to be toddlers.
It is. But what made me laugh is, obviously everyone does this every time you go, and it'll probably happen all over the country places, right? Somebody, it's about 5 minutes before the end, and someone yells, tidy up time. So you've got to tidy all the toys up, right? All of the grown-ups walk around saying to the kids, right, tidy up time, tidy up time. We tidy up all the toys, all the adults. The kids do fuck all.
Of course they don't.
And all you do is walk around going, tidy up time, and they do nothing. So why do we all do it though?
Yeah.
Why do we all go, tidy up time?
Hoping that, come on, hoping tidy one up time they're going to join in.
Not one of them does it. Never. No.
They never
do. So it's just loads of grown-ups tidying up toys, shouting tidy up time, looking like complete morons.
Like a cult.
Yeah, like a tidying up cult.
Pathetic. Yeah, it's ridiculous. What I find strange, Tumble Tots is amazing, what I find strange about that is they're like, you know, there's high-level sort of athletes and gymnasts go there to do training. You know, with South Shields, we've had some, you know, fantastic sports people and, you know, entertainment people over the years. There will be like full-on gymnastics who might go to the Olympics who are training there, and they're like, doing their training on a trampoline road, I've looked in the corner and going, is that a Little Tykes car? Why is there a Wendy house and a Little Tykes car in the corner of my training facility?
In the
is it snot on this pommel horse?
Leap into the foam pit and there's just a shit.
Yeah. Why is there a shitty nappy in the foam pit? I'm going to the Commonwealth Games.
Listen,
is this? It's tiny.
Reality, mate. Keeps the electricity on. And it's absolutely class. I don't even have to give it a shout out because every parent in Shields knows about Tumble Tots. They're all over this. They're all over the place, though. Yeah. It's just a leisure centre. Rest in peace. I miss the leisure centre. Anyway, it's another story.
Again, I tried to explain it. So in South Shields, guys, we used to have a swimming place, a leisure centre called Temple Park Leisure Centre. And that got basically moved, sort of shut down. And then we had a new one down on the seafront. I was explaining to him yesterday when I was in the swimming pool with him about the diving pool that was at Temple Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking incredible. It was just a massive body of water. You could probably fit a whale in it. Mm-hmm. It was about 10 metres deep or something. And there was a massive diving board.
It was freezing though, wasn't it?
So what? There's a massive diving board. You could literally bounce, a big bendy diving board, bounce it, and then there was windows at the side where you watch. They got rid of the whole place, but why they didn't redo it? Is it because it's dangerous? Is it because people are just going to fucking break their backs and try and do stupid stuff?
It was brilliant though.
God, it was phenomenal.
Hey, listen, bring back the diving pool.
Bring back diving pools. There used to be one in Tynemouth somewhere where it had the three-tier really massive one
There must be something dangerous because I haven't seen one for donkeys.
Sorry, I could have said like the ones that Tom Mr. Daly Bean. And stuff do, but I used Mr. Bean as a reference. I don't know why.
Because that's etched in everyone's mind of that sketch of when he was hanging off the end of it. Brilliant. So good. Brilliant. So
good. Speaking of etched in minds, I think I'm spending too much time with our kids.
Why?
Far too much time.
When
I get something off Rafe, if Rafe gives us something, or I give something to Rafe, I go, ta.
You did that to me?
Rosie, I did it in a shop.
What do you mean?
Someone in the co-op gave us something. I went, ta. Oh, sorry. I'm spending time with my kids.
Oh, no.
Ta.
Ta.
She was like, you patronising piece of shit. I was like, ta.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Something else really exciting happened.
Look, whatever it is, just get it out of the way quickly because I need to get this over and done with because I need to go and concentrate on my proper career.
What?
I think I'm going to go pro with golf.
Oh, don't. Why are you bringing this up?
I went to play golf yesterday, didn't I?
I know you did.
Rosie, I'm a golf guy now.
Oh, nah.
Rosie, I'm a golf guy. Went to play golf with my dad and my mate. Beat them both, didn't I? Beat them both.
Did you actually win?
Yeah, actually won. Yeah. Haven't been on a golf course. That's you all over. 6 years.
That is you all over.
Beat them both. My dad, he should be embarrassed. He should be embarrassed. He was there the 2 days before as well. Knows everyone there. He's a member. You know, he made the... You know, there's nets. There's nets at the golf course where they're like... it's like scaffold and they're netting. You can stand, practice. You hit your balls almost like cricket. You hit the ball and just hits the net. He like built them.
What do you mean he built them?
He built them. Like, he made the nets at the golf course. Like...
Okay.
Because he's Mr. Handyman.
Just in his spare time?
Just, yeah. Like, goes up... that. Like, that's how ingrained he is in the golf course. Mm. He built one of the bells on one of the holes where you can't see the end of the hole, so when you finish, you can ring the bell. He put that bell up.
Oh, mind, I can... I want to put this out here now. This is me... You've skipped forward to me beef.
Right.
The golf thing, it's fine, right? Do not think that you're going to turn in one of these blokes who plays golf all the time. No, Rosie, nah. Rosie, I'm not having it.
It's been signed to deliver. I'm a golf guy.
Okay, then. Pack your bags. Pack your bags.
Pack my golf bags.
Yeah, pack your little golf bag. Put everything that you own in that little golf bag and fuck off. I'm not being a golf widow.
Right.
I'm too young.
Right.
I'm too attractive.
You're talking nonsense now. You're delirious.
No, I'm not. Don't, Chris. I don't mind every now and again. It's a really selfish sport.
Every now and then. I've got to commit to it.
I'd rather you went to the gym for an hour. You can't be walking around. You went for 5 hours yesterday around that golf course.
Right. It'll get quicker the better I get. Right.
I'm not having that, Chris. I don't want to get.
My dad should be. My point is, my dad should be embarrassed. He's there every day, and I whopped him yesterday.
Right, brilliant. Good for you. Your dad's retired.
I think he's having an affair
with these golf clubs.
No, he's not even at the golf course. He's somewhere else because I hammered him. I'd be embarrassed if I was him.
Oh, there you go.
So there.
My really exciting story is going to sound shit.
How come?
It's a really shit story. I just haven't told you. It's quite funny.
Come on, what is it?
So, do you know the pajama pants I've got? Which I actually love, right?
Do you know the pajama pants
I've
got?
The new set I've got.
No.
The Mrs. Hinch from Tesco, right? I actually really like them. Okay. They look a lot posher than Tesco pajamas. Okay. They're far too long for us, right? I was taking Rafe to bed the other night.
Right.
And I walked up the stairs, but because I had him and his bottle in the other hand, right, I couldn't pull my pants up. So every step that I took up the stairs, my pants came down. So by the time I got to the top of the stairs, they were fully off. And so I had to just give him his bottle in his chair with nothing on. Nothing. Awful. Just had to sit in the chair, feed him his bottle and put him to bed, completely butt naked. From the waist down.
There's a skid mark on that chair.
Possibly. But it was just very funny whilst it was happening. But no one was there.
I do know which pants these are. They're because really last long. Night you were walking in the bedroom and I walked past you and I accidentally stood on it and fell down again. Fucking honestly.
I need a personal seamstress, you know. Do you know when we did the show? Mm. You know when we did the TV show? Yeah. Remember that? Feels like seven years ago. Yeah. The lady who worked with Abigail, our stylist, who did she was a seamstress.
Yeah.
I was like, do you just do these kind of things all the time? She is a personal seamstress for people.
That's a mad.
There's families living in this country who have a personal seamstress.
By your size.
Well, not just, I mean, what if the, I'm 5'1". I've got loads. She could come and she could have a full week's work, yeah.
She could take up all of your trousers and with the leftover stuff, she could probably make some curtains.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. But imagine that, just like, me seamstress.
Another world, isn't it?
Me seamstress, who's again, on a again, on a wage. You know what it is?
I don't even find that to be a sort of, how the other half live. I'm not jealous of the fact that someone is living in that kind of world where they can have a seamstress because of, how rich are they? I'm jealous because they've got time and organisation. How fucking organised do you have to be to go, that's worse than having your haircut booked in 6 weeks in advance.
Oh, yeah. Or by this,
my seamstress will come and sort this out.
And you'd have
how
to meet with her.
How much fucking time you got in your hands?
You'd have to meet with her to get it all taken in and all that. That was part of me when I was still doing the TV show. I was like, I'm going to be on national television. Yeah, I was like, but I can't be asked to be pinned all hour. I'd have happily gone on with them too long.
Doing pyjamas halfway down the steps to fall down. Happy days. Do the whole thing.
Walking down the stairs. Welcome to the... Oh, shit.
Just keep a camera rolling. We can't be arsed. Let's get this over with. Okay, now. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Beef, beef, beef. Now, I feel like we've got a lot of beefs with each other this week.
I feel like you've already said mine.
Right, yeah.
Just the golfing.
Yeah, so your beef with me is that I'm trying to have a hobby. I'm trying to have a hobby and have a bit of time for myself.
I'm very happy that you found a lovely little hobby, right? Mm-hmm. That you get a bit of fresh air, a bit of exercise.
Lovely bloody walk.
Just, it doesn't need to be 5 hours long.
Well, it has to be five hours long. But it has to be, because that's how long it takes.
Do you know I've been running again, right? Yeah. And it's literally 27 minutes I do.
Yeah.
I feel guilty the whole way around.
Really?
Because I've left you with the kids. Yeah. Yeah, you'd love to make me feel guilty about leaving you with the kids.
I didn't leave you with the kids yesterday, though.
Put your dog eyes on.
I didn't leave you with the kids. The kids were with your mum.
I was working, though.
Well, what's the problem, then? What did you want me to do?
Right, anyway.
What are you... That's the thing. That's the thing.
No, 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 no. Listen, no, 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 right? Okay. Mm. The thing is...
Right.
You get very into hobbies.
Oh, well.
Very quickly.
I'm a golf guy now. I don't, Rosie, I mean. Rosie, I don't take up a hobby. A hobby takes me up. Right? I got a bike.
That is so
I
true.
I got two bikes. I got an exercise bike. I'm a bike guy.
And you started Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, bought the whole kit, wore it once.
More than once. I think you're fine. When I've got a bit more time, I'm going to start going back there because it was fantastic sport. And
when the kids are in bed.
Apparently when the kids are in bed. And now I'm a golf guy. So watch out for...
My ex was a golf guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Emphasis on the word ex.
Oh, so that's all I have to do. Double double bubble. Bit of free time, bit more free time.
Promise. 50-50 with the kids.
No. That's crazy talk. Listen, because I already ruined your beef, I'm so sorry that we
that's
already
right.
saw the thing in your
that's
beef.
Fine.
So to make that up, I've got two.
No, you can't have two.
I've got a little tiny beef, and then I've got a big beef.
Okay.
I do. Hold on, let's have a look. Yeah, I've got a little tiny. Right. Yeah. And, right, okay, so this isn't a beef, right? This is just something really stupid you said the other day, which I found hilarious, right? So we went to our friend Kenny Atkinson's new restaurant the other day.
Yes, Solstice.
Solstice on the Quayside in Newcastle.
Phenomenal.
Incredible. Amazing. Like, you know, you're not popping there for your tea. It's an event.
It's an occasion.
I mean? We went for my birthday. It's a big thing.
We've always liked a bit of posh grub, though.
Bit of posh
grub. Always been my downfall. I remember.
It's an experience.
Well, I remember having 20 quid in my bank. Mm-hmm. And that was probably in me 2.5 grand overdraft.
All right.
You know, do you know when you were so overdrawn that your overdraft became just your money?
You didn't see the minus anymore. You're like, amazing, I've got £100. No, you're 2.5 grand overdrawn. Well, 2,400 overdrawn. I've got £100. I think you're fine.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But I love eating out so much
that
it was like, last 20 quid.
Oh.
Do you want to put petrol in your car or do you want to go for a curry?
Yeah. Walk to that Indian restaurant. Get on your shoes.
Yeah.
I've always been exactly the same.
I just love eating out. I think food and wine is just the experience.
Well, they do that thing where they've got a sommelier, so they've got the wine guy, and he comes over and he pours the wine for you, and he explains where the wine's from and what it should taste like.
Something it's amazing. Bad?
Oh, yeah. So what was just a bizarre little moment. I don't know if you're too drunk to remember it. But you just so people want great things for the kids, you know, you want your kids to follow the dreams and do whatever. The sommelier came, guys, right, and he poured the wine and he talked about the wine. And Rosie just turned to me and she went, imagine how a Rafe or Robin become a sommelier. Now, I've got nothing against sommelier. I've got nothing against sommeliers. I'm absolutely phenomenal. I'd love to know that much about wine. Extremely knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Brilliant job. Yeah. Right? I wouldn't put it up there with when people say, like, imagine my son became a doctor or a lawyer or a surgeon or a rocket scientist.
Right.
I'm not dissing sommeliers, but it's not up there.
Right, well then.
But the best bit was, I went, sommelier? You went, yeah. I went, sorry, do you just want them to give you wine? And you went, yeah.
Basically, yeah.
It's just fucking like, imagine how Robin or Rafe own a beer factory. Like,
I love that.
It was just...
If Robin or Rafe are you kidding me, sommelier?
Yes.
Imagine the knowledge they would have. Yeah, and then they'd be like,
Mom,
we're going to Napa. I'd be like, get up, pack me
don't
bags.
Don't you fucking backtrack and start talking about how knowledgeable and intelligent they'd be. And where, no, you just wanted...
Free wine.
You wanted to literally go, Robin, why? You think you're going out with your girlfriend or your boyfriend tonight? No, you're not. You're staying in here because Mommy's having her friends round and you're going to come and pour her wine and tell her the stories about it. That's what that was. Don't you fucking give it large.
Rafe, where's this red from, son? South Africa. All right, I explain it again, Yanti, Steph. Steph, he's telling you about the wine. Steph, put it down.
You're smoking this, Steph. Can you smell the smokiness? Can you smell it? I've got COVID, I can't, but someone, can we smell it?
Hey, listen, I would love that. I think it'd be great. Imagine if they both were.
stop trying to make my kids be sommeliers just because you want to fucking have a sommelier in the house. Honestly, it's horrible. You like,
I would love that.
Yeah, do you know what it is? That can be me beef.
Oh no, go on. What was your second one?
Oh, okay, I've gone on. All right,
right, come on then.
Are you ready?
Hi, I'm ready.
You
keep
asking me if I've got, packed or done something in such a way that you make me doubt myself. When I know for a fact I've got, packed or done the thing that you have,
like,
asked
what?
Us. Like, just today, we're coming here and you are like, have you got me laptop? And I went, yeah, it's in my bag. And you went, have you though? Are you sure?
Right.
And it's this way that you put on where I go, I know I've put it in my bag and I know it's in my bag. But you basically, the tone you say it with, it's like, have you got it?
Because
if we get
there.
No, because if we get there and you haven't, I'm going to be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, because we live in a world where I'm learning from your mistakes that you've made in the past, where you've just forgotten loads of stuff.
Glad someone is.
All right.
You just make us forget. You go, lock the door. You have locked the door. Are you sure you've locked
the door? Because
you've locked
it. It's
like a fucking Jedi mind trick. And I'm like, I know I've done it, but I'm going to get out the car now and I'm going to check again because it's not fucking worth the arse ache that I'm
going to
get.
As well, though, right, in my defence, you're that anal arsehole who just likes to do things and take the control away, and it pisses me off.
What do you mean?
Like today, my suitcase. I packed my suitcase. We've been staying in Shields, and I put it, and you put it, and you took it. And I was like, I wasn't even finished. Because you're so anal. You just finish things for us, and it pisses me
off. Sorry, I put it in the car for you.
I wasn't done.
You what? I said, shall I put this in the car? And you said, yes.
I must have been answering somebody else.
What? You're right. Honestly. Guys, does anyone else have this out there? I try and do you favours. Oh. And you have a go at, look at you, took me suitcase. I lifted the heavy suitcase and I went and put it in the car for you.
No, you're a busybody. Get over yourself.
Wow.
Listen, let's get the kids signed up for that course.
The smellier course.
Summer. Do you think there's any summer camps?
Smellier summer camp. Does your six-year-old like to spend the summer holidays eating grapes, stamping grapes, and they've got to spit the wine out. They've got to spit the wine out. They're six. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Babadoo, 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 babadoo. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
As always, if you would like to get in touch and send us anything at all, it is shaggedmaradenoid@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. I've started dabbing a lot, which is really...
Did you just dab
there? I just dabbed.
Wow, I'm surprised you did it without hitting the microphone. You normally hit the microphone.
I know.
Yeah.
It's very irritating.
Dabbing.
Icks. Still, love so many icks. I'm going to start off with an ick because we get so many of them, right? Hi, Rosie and Chris. I've got an ick. It's when adults have their clothes hanging up on children's hangers that say age 11 to 12 or some shit.
What?
Okay, well, it's come from something. So it says... When me and my boyfriend moved out together, he brought loads of hangers from home and they were all pure child size and I had to bin the lot of them.
I said, baby hangers in his bedroom.
We've lived together since 2018 and today I was putting clothes away and saw he had one of his t-shirts hung up on a rogue 12 to 13 hanger and had to get rid of it immediately.
Wow. So it doesn't go all the way to the shoulders either. It sort of hangs the neck. If it's a jumper or a t-shirt, the sort of, it only goes to halfway to the shoulder.
I bought some for Rafe, which were, I think I got them at like TK Maxx. They're like, they're quite posh ones, like the velvet ones.
Oh, yeah.
That keep you, they actually keep your clothes on.
Sorry, they can fuck off. Yes, they keep your clothes on. It's impossible to get your clothes on them.
What do you mean?
You break a sweat trying to get your clothes on them.
Oh, no, I love them, me.
Nah.
Big up the velvet hanger, like.
Yeah, well, because they don't slip off, obviously. Uh-huh. But you'll open the t-shirt and you try and push the thing inside, it like grabs a hold of it. It's a nightmare.
Oh, well, personally, I wear quite a lot of blouses. So it's good for me.
Oh, well, bloody congratulations.
Anyway.
Elitist.
Wow. Wow. Do you know someone called me elitist because I was having a glass of wine on Instagram?
That's what I was referring to. Oh, yeah. And you know that exact wine was from Asda. I bought that wine myself, that red wine. Very reasonably priced.
I don't understand how red wine is elitist.
Well, you know, that's because some of these people have never drank it in bus stops.
That is
like
true.
We have.
That is true. what was I saying? So, yeah, so Rafe, I bought him some little hangers, right? Yeah. Never used them because he just, all his clothes ended up in a drawer. Why did I think I would hang his clothes up?
Just dreaming.
Just in a way that...
Aspirational.
It was the one child thing when I used to have one kid. I used to hang Robin's clothes up.
Nah, I'm no.
No, I didn't. Until bullshit. He was about one.
Wow. Until he was about born, and then I stopped.
Then,
I hung all his clothes up. Before he was born, I had them all hung up. And then he was born.
And did the first wash.
And my life went to shit. And I've never hung anything up since. Fucking
yeah,
bullshit.
That's so
absolute bullshit.
Rafe's wardrobe, empty.
Yeah.
Open it, yeah. Moths fly out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's terrible.
It's all in a chest of drawer. One chest of drawer. Anyway, so his hangers have, through just kind of rogueness and laziness, have kind of migrated into my wardrobe.
Brilliant.
And they're awful. They're absolutely awful.
Tiny little hangers.
Tiny little hangers. And I've got like stuff on them and I don't know why.
Do you know what I've done in a pure form of laziness before?
What?
So if you've ever got like a t-shirt or a jumper or like a jacket thing that's got a little hook on the back, almost like a school hook, but it's just like the one I'm wearing now has got one.
Yeah.
So it's just got the thing.
Have you just put it around the top?
I've just hooked, I've just hooked it on
Chris,
the hook.
Hello. I've listen, my name's Rosie Ramsey. Yeah. I'm a lazy
just
bitch.
Got the hanger and thought, shall I open this from the bottom? So obviously there's the two ways you can do it. You can go up from the bottom proper way, or you can stretch the neck over it, and then the next time you wear the t-shirt, you go, like, wish I'd never done that.
Yeah.
Or literally, I just go, I'll just put this hook through that label and hang it on there.
Absolutely.
Done. You can get about 20 on it.
I mean, for you being as anal as you are about a lot of things.
Depends
clothes.
On the thing. Depends on
you
the thing.
You don't give a shit.
Depends on the thing.
You live off a floor robe.
Yeah. I don't believe in ironing. I've said it before. I think we should phase it out. I think we should normalise creases. Sick of it.
I actually agree with that, you know.
Sick of it.
I hate them, but at the same time, don't do much to get rid of them.
No, normalise them.
Robin looks like a bag of shit.
Yeah.
All the time. Not school. I need school clothes, but other than that. Oh,
congratulations.
Yeah, I know.
Well done.
Don't want to be judged. Elitist.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hiya. I was listening to the episode where Sandra was wearing a You Are Enough nightie.
Yes.
Mom, you're enough.
Yeah.
And it gave me a memory I thought was funny. I've emailed in the past about these grandparents when they stole our turkey on Christmas Day.
Sorry.
I can't remember this one. I'm sorry.
No,
really
I've
sorry.
Never read that out.
Oh,
so
you've never read it
so,
out.
So, right, okay. If you've sent an email into the emails, I'm so sorry. There's like
there's thousands and thousands, tens
and
of thousands.
We're getting through them. It may get read out one day,
yeah.
But don't think that it's
don't
because
take
it's
it
rubbish.
Personally.
Please
yeah.
don't take it personally. It's just so hard to keep on top of them all. Anyway, so it is. Anyway, right. I was about 12 and heading down to Cornwall for our yearly family caravan holiday. And because we live near Manchester, we had to wake up at 3 a.m. to start the drive down.
What time did you want to get there?
Right.
What are you getting there for? The office opening?
Why? Why do people put such like time frames on the holiday? We've got to be at Cornwall for 9,
that's
so we'll get
so
up at 3.
Weird.
Why? Travel at 9. Have your day travelling.
Yeah.
And they might have only got a certain amount of time off work.
I suppose, yeah.
But
I want
still,
to make the most of it. But yeah, you know.
You're catching a plane.
From Manchester to Cornwall, if you're leaving at 3 in the morning, you're going to get there about midday, maybe a little bit later with stops.
Jeez, is that how far it is?
It's depending on what part of Cornwall, it's fucking miles.
Is it?
It's miles.
How far is it from here?
Beautiful part. Ages. Like
right.
nine hour drive from here. 9-10 hour drive, easy.
Whoa.
Easy, probably 6 hours from Manchester, depending on what the traffic's like.
Okay,
crazy.
I didn't realise it was that far.
It's so far. That's why, bless guys, anyone from down there, it's a beautiful part of the world. It's so
it really
gorgeous.
Is.
I love going down there, but every single time a comedian announces a tour, you always see Twitter people going, what about the Southwest? Honestly, it's just fucking miles away.
Mm.
Miles away.
Yeah,
but
it is.
So beautiful.
Okay, fair enough. Well, they're set up for 3.
And so they should.
It was me, my mum and sister and my grandparents. While we were driving down, my nana suddenly commented to my mum asking why she had bought deodorant with a biscuit smell.
Oh, God.
To which my mum replied, there was no deodorant in your room this morning.
Oh, God.
Turns out my nana and granddad had both used my mum's fake tan, which was in a spray bottle.
Oh, Right. So many questions already.
Okay. For the rest of our holiday, I had a walk round with both my nana and granddad having bright orange underarms, which they shamelessly would not hide under t-shirts, but wear strappy tops with just an orange area under their around their underarms. Sorry.
Right, kids. Right, tomorrow morning, don't forget, set your alarms. 3 o'clock, we're getting up. 3 o'clock. We're all going to pile in the car. Me, you, your nana, your granddad, your mum, your dad. And don't worry, nana and granddad, they're not going to be deodorized. They're going to have sprayed fake tan under their armpits. They'll be fucking stinking of biscuits and sweat. And they're going to wear their vests. Let's go! Cornwall!
Happy holidays!
I hope we see Stonehenge. Fuck me. Oh, God. Yes. Question one. Why does the nana and granddad not have their own deodorant?
I don't know.
Two, why are they sharing deodorant with each other?
I don't know.
Three,
yeah.
Why do they expect the service in their daughter's house to be that a bottle of deodorant is
in their room, in their room for them, like a hotel.
Specifically.
Well, the next email might explain a bit more.
Okay.
So I found this lady's name.
Great.
And I put that into the search bar.
Yeah.
And I found the stolen turkey.
Oh, fantastic.
So this is also the story of the stolen turkey. Hello. I know it's a little early, but I was listening to last year's Christmas special and it reminded me of this story. I hope this is interesting. I did send it to Rosie's Instagram, but realised I should probably email it.
Fucking hell. She really holds a grudge. I did send this other story. And then so she sent a story about the deodorant and in that she said, I sent another one, by the way. And you found the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one she's... She's having a go.
She just wants to let me know.
Don't take
fine.
It personally. We get a lot of stuff, and we love that you're listening. We love that you enjoy it. And we love that you send stuff in. You know, we're getting through it.
And
please.
Also, I'm so sorry, but I have turned all DMs off on my Instagram because the majority of people in the world are bloody beautiful. I would chat to you all day long, but unfortunately, there's some utter arse wipes.
Yeah,
and I haven't got time
for everyone.
And they spoil it. They've spoiled it.
Yeah.
They've spoiled it. They've ruined it.
Yeah.
They've ruined it for us. And I can't open it up because someone will just say something and I'll want to find out where they live and go around and slap them in the face. But I can't do
Chris.
I'm not allowed to do that. So I just have to shut them off.
I mean, you could, because most of them are from fake accounts that I've made to troll you.
That
so
would
you could
be
just
right.
Come and slap me. I'm in the same house as you.
If I could just slap you, that would make me feel better.
Wow, great.
But I've never even had a fight before. Anyway. Right. So here you go, Rosie and Chris. About 6 years ago, I was spending Christmas with my mum, nan and granddad.
Mm-hmm.
This was the first year without my sister, as she was with her partner.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, God, Jesus. Why did you leave a gap there? Oh, man.
Oh. So it was already smaller Christmas than usual.
Right.
Sorry for the irrelevant backstory. Well, we thought your sister was dead, so that's fine.
Yes, that was terrifying.
It was Christmas Eve and my nan and granddad said they suddenly felt ill
on Christmas
and
Eve.
Had to go home.
Okay.
My mum and I were shocked but offered to look after them and everything. We had nothing else to be doing Christmas and all.
Okay.
They said no. Right. Capital N-O. Said no, we feel ill. Don't want to look after.
Feel ill, we're leaving.
We're leaving.
Christmas Eve, okay.
Christmas Eve. Mm. This was an odd decision as they were going to make a 4-hour drive home on Christmas Eve in the dark. Feeling ill.
Good grief.
I know. I mean, we couldn't force them to stay, so they got ready to leave, still showing no signs of illness. There's fucking nothing wrong with them.
Sounds like my mum and dad when they drop the kids off after they've had them for a little while.
Oh, yeah, do you want to cut back?
We're off now, we're off. We're going, we're back, bye. No, it's fine, we're going, bye.
That's a true representation.
100%.
And my mum as well.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't blame them.
They then realised whilst packing that they had no food in the fridge at home. So they asked if they could take some food home. Obviously, we had Christmas food only, so a massive turkey, veg, spuds and pudding that my mum had pre-made. We offered for them to take some of the veg and potatoes and we would keep the turkey, seeing as we bought it and they were ill and wouldn't really eat it anyway, with them being ill and all that. So they put it in some bags and then into bin bags. Brackets, weird. My mum and I got drunk and went to bed, seeing as it was Christmas Eve. The next morning, we woke up and looked in the fridge. They had taken everything.
Fuck off.
They had stolen the fucking turkey with the veg and potatoes and the homemade pudding.
No way.
This is the nan and granddad.
They emptied the fridge. They cleaned them out.
Literally cleaned them out. Needless to say, I was fuming and to this day, I still hold a grudge. I still don't understand why they were ill and took all the food and it has just never been discussed since.
That is
so
weird.
No one's ever said to them. Yeah. You ruined my Christmas.
I'm sorry, I can't have this level of mystery.
I swear.
So what did they do?
They've never discussed it. So much so, my mum and I refuse to buy a turkey just in case it gets stolen. So we have themed Christmas days.
What?
We had Mexican the year after, and I can send you the family picture of us in sombreros at the table.
They're getting flashbacks of the turkey, so they won't have a turkey.
My question is, how long can you reasonably hold a grudge for?
For that, forever. What were they up to? That man and Granda, what were they up to? They're a couple of
right. Okay, I'm gonna give you a scenario.
Right.
Do I want to make them look better or worse?
Worse, always worse.
Oh. Okay.
Do you want to make them look better? Okay.
Let's make them look better.
Okay.
They had double booked.
Yeah.
At the local soup kitchen.
Right.
Right. So they took all of that. Didn't want to tell them, but they knew that it was going to some people who were worse off.
Right.
And they're feeding them on Christmas Day.
Bollocks. Right. Because you would tell them that. That's bollocks.
You never know.
They were having other people over.
Do you think they just hadn't told them?
They had another, maybe someone else's side of the family were all coming over. They don't get on with these people. So they're like, oh, look, we'll go around to theirs, right? It's a bit of a fucking hype, but we'll go around theirs. We'll just see them Christmas Eve. We'll make excuses. We'll leave. We'll go to the shops. Oh, fucking hell, we've left it too
late. We'll never get
turkey. Clear the fridge out.
Right.
That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
What the fuck did these poor people eat on Christmas Day? Pot noodles and cheese on toast?
To be honest with you, right? To me, Christmas dinner is sacred.
Oh, God.
It is such a sacred thing.
I'd be furious.
I would be livid. I don't know if I would speak to them again, you know?
Isn't it? It's like the only day where nothing is fucking open.
Yeah, nothing's open.
There's nothing you could do.
There's no takeaways or anything open, is there?
I think some takeaways open on the night.
Do they?
Yeah. But still, I mean, wow.
Mm-hmm. I'd be fuming. Yeah, so that's a Nan and Granda. Imagine.
I'm now not surprised that they put fake tan on their armpits.
Mm.
Sharing each other's deodorant.
Yeah. Crazy.
Jesus. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo. I've just started this new podcast and I instantly thought of a story to share with you and your listeners. This actually happened to one of my best friends. Let's call her Lydia.
Oh, that's a good fake name. I like it.
Lydia.
Lydia.
As a consultant, in brackets, no, not medical, I don't really understand what this is. As I'm a teacher, I think I don't really understand anyone's job.
Okay, well, the consultant, it depends what you do.
Well, this is pre-pandemic. Lydia used to travel up and down the country. Her employer would pay for her to stay in hotels, so she found herself in a popular hotel chain somewhere up north. Says nothing else about her job.
Right, so
she's a consultant.
A consultant about something.
Imagine not giving that much of a shit about what your friend does.
I've got friends, I don't know what they do.
What do you mean?
Don't know what they do. No idea.
I don't know what any of your friends do, actually.
Close friends. I've got no... It's like the whole Chandler Bing thing. I've got a couple of close friends. I've got no fucking clue what their job is. No clue.
I know exactly who you mean. Are you talking about Stevie Bone and Michael Pratt?
Stevie Bone. What's
Stevie Bone do?
I don't know.
No, neither do I.
I don't know. It's either fire alarms or electric doors. one of the two. And I'm probably going to find out that it's neither.
Is it sales? Or is he...
I don't know. Rosie, I don't know what he does. And do you know what? I'm not joking.
We need to know.
Rosie, he's told us fucking many times.
Ring him now and just quickly say, what is your job? Because I'd like to know, actually.
I doubt he'll pick up because he'd be doing his job.
Oh, what? He hasn't got a job.
Right, so I'm going, what are you guessing?
He's got a nice car, right?
Yeah.
I feel like he's a consultant for something.
Consultant, right. I thought
it's a good. He's got a good job.
I think it's fire alarms or electric...
Can I just tell you right now?
Right.
I have no idea what field it's in.
Okay. Call failed.
Right, let's ring. So this is Chris's very good friend.
Yeah.
Stephen Bourne.
Never picks up when he's at work.
Why?
Because whatever it is.
He takes his job really seriously.
Yeah.
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Oh,
you're FaceTiming us. Stop it.
Hello,
you okay?
Aye, so are you.
Listen, I'm doing, bit of a weird one. I'm doing the podcast, right? You're on, your audio's on now. I just want to know, what is your job?
What's my job?
What's your job title?
What do you do?
Project manager.
Of?
Fire alarm in a bit.
Yeah! Fire alarms! Come on!
Well,
fucking fire alarms, because I don't know what I've just said. We got a letter of someone who doesn't know what their friend's job is, and I said you were automatic doors or fire alarms.
Fucking right, mate.
Get in, fire alarms. I do listen.
Well, there you go.
I'm so proud of myself. Right, that's it. Bye, mate. That's all I wanted. Right.
Bye. There you go. Well, see.
Get fire alarms!
Oh, well done.
Come on.
Oh. I don't understand, though. Just all the fire along. We need to get more.
I don't want any. I think this is what I do. I think because I don't know in and out what he does properly.
Uh-huh.
I just know it's fire alarms. because I don't know any more information, that little surface level information is easily chipped away, and that just goes. And then, you know, probably episode 280, I'll probably ring him again and we'll act like we've never done this before.
I need to feel like, so I'm going to have to ask him. So your project manager of fire alarms. But what? I don't understand.
But isn't that, I find that people who are consultants or who are project managers or who are like civil servants, they just give you that. Like,
what's the company?
Yeah, fire alarms. Did you not hear him?
Does he work for the fire brigade?
No, it's fire alarms.
Fire alarms?
Project manager's the fire alarms. What's wrong with you?
Oh, hang on a minute. You went to bloody B&M Bargains the other day and bought some fire alarms. Is he your project manager? What? Is he the project manager of them fire alarms? I don't understand. I need to know more. Chris, you've left us. I'm going to have to ring him. I'm going to have to ring him personally after this. I can't sleep.
My point is, people who are project managers or something like that, you go, what's your job? They go, project manager. And you go, right, that gives that's like your position, surely.
Yeah.
That's like, go, what's your job, team leader? Of what?
Yeah.
The restaurant? Like, oh, we're fucking out, so catering then.
Right, well, we're going to need to know more. Well, you bloody cut them off there. You were like, bye, mate.
Rosie, I was so excited that I got it right.
Right, okay.
I was so excited I got it right.
Big task. That is a lot of fire alarms in this country.
Loads of fire. It's dangerous. Good for them. I mean, I'm really impressed now. I feel safe. Do you feel safe?
No, really safe. Towards bedtime, she decided to make herself a cup of tea.
Okay.
So she's in these hotels.
Yeah.
No idea what she does.
Consulting.
She decided to make herself a cup of tea. Now, I don't know how you fill your kettle, but I never take the lid off.
Right.
I always pour the water directly through the spout.
Oh, God.
I don't do that. I actually do lift the lid up.
No, in a hotel, I rinse a hotel kettle. Sometimes I'll do a boil and then empty it because something horrible is going to happen.
Okay, well, we stay in hotels a lot. Some people do not. Okay.
Well, she should, if she's consulting, right, as much as she's consulting, half the time that she thinks she's bloody consulting, she should be filling everyone in the hotel, fill the kettle up, boil it full, empty that shit out, boil it again, full, pour the boiling water over the cup you're about to use, empty the cup, then make your cup of tea.
Okay.
I'm serious. Right.
See, my mom would never do that.
Right, well, that's why she's probably ingested more pubes than anyone else on the planet.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
We should get that on a nightie for her.
The pube guzzler. Sandra Winner.
Not enough pubes.
You are enough.
Pubes.
So she puts it...
Jesus, she just puts
Always pour the water directly through the spout. Therein was Lydia's error.
Mm.
She filled the kettle, boiled it, and poured the hot water into a cup with a tea bag.
Oh, God.
As she did so, she noticed a funny smell. Sort of earthy and tangy.
Oh, no. Nah.
She closed the hotel window, assuming the smell was something outside, and then sat down on the bed to drink her tea.
No.
Oh, she's had a really hard day consulting. All of the people.
Oh, I feel fucking ill. What could it
be? Lifting the cup to her face and taking a few nervous sips, she noticed that the smell strengthened the closer it was. Was it the tea? She thought it tasted fine. In brackets, how? She tipped it down the sink and then emptied the kettle too. To her horror, she saw that the water from the kettle was brown.
No, nah.
Brown. But the water from the taps was clear. She opened up the kettle, expecting to find a tea bag inside. Instead, there was something lurking at the bottom of the kettle. Using a spoon, she scooped out the mysterious object. Do you want to guess what it is?
I'm going with shit.
You're going to go with shit?
I'm going with human shit.
Okay. It was a pair of blood-stained knickers.
Oh my God!
In the kettle.
Ugh! Why is that worse than shit?
It kind of is, isn't it? It kind of is worse.
Oh.
Needless to say, I've always inspected kettles very carefully after hearing this. What's the worst thing you've ever found in a hotel? There you go.
Oh my god.
It's apparently a thing though, because it says here, I know Chris is the details guy, so I googled knickers in kettles and discovered that lots of countries don't have kettles, so many people are confused on visiting Britain as to what they should be for.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah. So I think they've gone, that's my knicker boiler.
That's where you boil your bloody kegs.
Yeah.
Dirty, horrible bastards, dirty bastards, dirty, horrible, dirty, horrible bastards.
That would upset me so, like, if you had drank that, what would you do? I'd have to vomit.
I honestly... I believe I would probably run around on the spot for a few minutes,
yeah,
trying to work out what to do.
Yeah,
I would. I'd probably open the door to the hotel room and leave the kettle in the corridor.
Yeah,
just so it wasn't in the room anywhere near us. Ugh. I'd do the same with the cup and the spoon and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably brush my teeth, have a shower, definitely cry a bit.
Yeah,
phone reception.
Would you not make yourself vomit? I can't even do that very well.
I might be sick. I might be. It would be lurking. My whole day would be ruined.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to eat for the rest of the day.
No, I'd weirdly. I'd have to eat to get it further down.
Just thinking about it, I would phone hotel reception, and I would. Oh my god, I would just. They'd get the full story. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, come up and see this.
Yeah.
You're coming up to see it. Or I'm going to come down and bring it to the reception. I'm going to bring it in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to walk through the bar, going, everyone, check your kettles.
Check your kettles!
There's bloodstained kegs in my kettle, Jesus. So gone. Nah,
the worst,
horrendous.
We spoke about, but the worst thing we've ever found in a hotel was that festering shit.
The festering
that
shit,
we found.
Yeah, we found that. That was fun.
We got a free bottle of wine, though.
Sock in a bed. Sock in a bed was the worst.
Sock
one of the
in
worst
a bed,
ones.
That's grim.
Put my foot in the bed and there was a sock there.
No.
I don't think I found anything else really, really bad in a hotel. People trying to break in my hotels, but I've talked about that in my stand-up.
For me, it was when I was in the band.
Sleeping Man!
Oh, the sleeping man.
I found
man.
A sleeping man in the hotel that I wasn't supposed to. Yeah, I was going to do Lorraine. First time I did Lorraine.
Uh-huh.
And they gave us me hotel key and I went up the room and I opened the door and there was just all the lights on in my room. Sleeping man in the bed.
What did you do?
Walk back out.
And got a different room.
The weirdest bit, I walked right to the bottom of the bed with my suitcase and I walked in and he was just like lying on his back going. And I kind of.
Didn't hear you?
Nah, and I just
that's
looked
terrifying.
At him and I thought, that's weird. Well, I thought, well, that's why when I stay in a hotel and it doesn't have the latch,
I pile
stuff up against the door because I literally walked into that bloke's fucking room.
Mm.
I could have took photos of him. I could have done a shit on his floor. I could have put my bloody knickers in his kettle.
Mm.
I could have done what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Terrifying.
Mm. Worst things I've ever found in beds, just pubes. I remember when I was the band, in the cabaret band, we used to stay in Blackpool every weekend. And I don't want to slag them off too much because it was a B&B and they used to do Jay's washing. Like one of the lads was away from home all the time, so the woman did his washing every weekend.
Oh, that's so nice.
Which is so sweet.
But
I used to get pissed off, right? Because I'd be like, hang on, she's washing your washing, but she's not washing the fucking sheets that we're about to sleep in.
Right.
Because pubes all over them. She hasn't changed the bed from the people who were here last night.
Not falling off you into the bed?
I didn't have any pubes then. That was when I used to like actually care about my vagina and I didn't have any pubes.
Were there like boys' pubes like falling off just like your
what, we just got there and there's just pubes? Oh, what, you lads, you've been up already sticking your pubes all over the bed? No. They do the pick and pluck thing in some of the... I ain't never seen that on a documentary. Where if one person's had a room for the night and they're like, oh, what's the point in changing the sheets? They'll just go around the bed and pick and pluck all of the pubes off and whatever, and then they'll leave the bed.
Get a Hoover. What are you picking?
Horrific.
Why change
the sheets.
Yeah, but why
you're
talking
about getting a
Hoover? What your point is, why are you wasting your time picking up individual pubes? How long you got? Hoover the bed sheets.
Chris, they should change the bedding.
Okay,
it's gross.
My point is, if you're just going to collect your pubes, Hoover them up. I'm just having to go with the system.
Okay.
I don't like the whole thing behind it, but yeah.
Oh, horrific. And I remember just lying there, smelling another person on the pillow and being like, this is... But I was young and I didn't really care that much, I suppose.
Right. Okay.
But it was awful. It was not nice. Like now, as the person I am now, 35, I'd be horrified.
You're 36 next week.
Louise.
There you go.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
For the last couple of years, I've listened to your listeners' disgusting confessions and thought it about time to cleanse myself of a few things I've done, which I think will suit the podcast.
Oh, this sounds great.
During my 20s, I had a bit of a mad time.
Didn't we all?
A few one-night stands, few booty calls, etc. Listen, we've all been there. And I actually think, personally, it puts you in good stead for the rest of your life.
Gets out of the way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know a lot of people who married young, who are now, you know, a little bit like, haven't slept around enough. Yeah. I'm like, it's not actually that good.
No.
But and I can understand
how you
feel
it. But the grass is always greener on the other side. Neighbor's got a new car that you want to drive in time. That you want to stay alive.
What is that song?
I don't know.
What's the chorus?
That's it.
Oh, God, that's annoying.
Might be Travis or someone, I don't
know. Right, so they had a bit mad time. Probably, this could be me writing this in, right?
Okay.
I'd gone out one night hoping to bump into a guy I'd had a few dalliances with, and lucky me, I did.
There he is.
We ended up back at his and got down to business.
Oh, aye.
In my drunken stupor, I'd forgotten I'd got my period that evening during pre-drinks. Oh, it's always the worst.
Oh, gosh.
And had to remove a tampon.
Right.
Short story, really. Couldn't be bothered to make my excuses and go to the toilet as I was naked and he had a flatmate. So I discreetly, in brackets, probably not that discreetly, mind, removed the tampon and just carefully tucked it down the side of his bed.
Oh, my word. My word. Chris,
I felt guilty for about 10 years now.
Yes! I was going to say 10 minutes and no. Then I moved it. So she left it there?
She left it there.
You.
Do you know what it is, right? Okay, right. Listen,
no, there's no excuse here.
No. Personally, I don't think... I've never done that before, right? And I don't know...
Congratulations.
But I'm not judging because we've all done things in the past which are a bit... Oh,
say, I find that hard because I specifically use this part of the podcast to judge, so I am going to judge.
Right. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
Don't you just normally just go, oh, we can't have sex tonight, mommy, period, sorry.
No, because not everyone's like you, Chris. Okay. Some blokes don't give a shit.
I give a shit.
Chris is like, oh, God, get away from me. Which, personally, I am buzzing about.
Friday
because,
the 13th.
Yeah.
Nah, like going to Carrie's prom.
Oh, whatever. No, some. I mean, listen, would I be getting jiggy-jiggy on a one-night stand on me rag? Probably not.
Right.
But have I done it in the past? I can't remember. I don't think I have.
Bed.
So anyway, she's
when
took it out.
When did you find that?
Oh. Right, well, it says here she's felt guilty for about 10 years now because she's probably bloody married with kids now. Got a well, you know, she's probably project manager
of
the fire. Maybe you never know. Might work together.
She knows all about Code Red.
Oh, well done. I've always wondered whether he noticed the smell first.
Oh!
Then found it during an investigation. Or moved the bed when moving out and found a year or so old tampon soaked in brown blood. Makes me cringe every time I think about it. Which is at least once a month.
Oh, well, of course.
Probably every time she gets a period, she goes, oh, God, remember that one rogue tampon?
That's so bad. So it went down the side of his bed, not the mattress, so it wouldn't have got... Oh, my God, yeah. So he's probably like, have I been counting my copper jar?
Oh.
Fucking rotten.
Be like, I've took all my mugs out my room, ma'am.
Rotten, that, like, rotten.
Oh, there's another one here.
Of course there is.
After that guy, I met a guy who became a crap boyfriend of about 2 years.
Okay.
The first time we had sex at my house, I just grabbed my pajama bottoms to clean up and then keep them for every cleanup we needed for the rest of our relationship.
Sorry, so the pajama bottoms just became the spunk rag.
It says, I kept a stiff, cum-stained pair of pyjamas in my drawer for over 2 years.
Oh, she's a beast!
Gross, but almost like a badge of achievement. I was more sad about getting rid of them than I was the boyfriend.
You've got problems, love. You've got serious problems. That's crazy. That's horrendous.
Not everyone's like you know, Chris.
But not everyone's like that.
No,
more people in the world disgusted by that than anything else.
I think there's a...
You fucking shatter them with a toffee hammer by the sounds of things. Fucking hell. Like getting ice off your fucking car. And it comes off in one big sheet. Oh.
All I can think, though, is she might have lived with her parents. How do you explain cum pyjamas?
Just put them in the wash. Or just... I accidentally dropped them in the bath. I don't... Get a roll of kitchen roll or some toilet roll.
I tell you what, one thing, right, with us having two boys, which, you know, terrifies us. I'm making that very clear, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to teach them from a young age how to use the washing machine.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely how
this
to use
is how
it.
You
because
do it.
I don't want to find...
Spunky socks.
Nah.
Yeah.
No. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm already, like, a bit sad about it, you know?
Yeah. It's depressing.
It's really depressing.
It's on the horizon. It's coming.
Not yet. No.
Coming.
We're very far off that.
Yeah.
We're very far off that.
Yes.
But
yes,
it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So I want, from literally...
Stop it. I don't want to think about this.
I'm going to teach them how to use the washing machine.
Great.
And that's it. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much indeed. As always, if you want to get in touch, shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. We'll be back in ears next week. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.